Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Another small plane went down in Glacier Bay last week. The National Park Service's rangers picked up the pilot identified as Thorsten Campe of Germany. He reported an engine malfunction Friday and tried landing his small plane in front of Grand Pacific Glacier at the head of Glacier Bay's Tar Inlet. The nose of the aircraft became buried in the soft sand and the propeller broke. Campe was not injured, though. The cruise ship Island Princess picked up a Mayday call from Campe and related to the Park Service. This was the second plane that went down in Glacier Bay last week. On Wednesday, another plane went into Crolian Lake, southeast of Lituya Bay, on Glacier Bay's outer coast. A 20-year-old Juneau woman was medevaced to a hospital out of town after her vehicle overturned into the Breakwater parking lot over the weekend. Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says they got a call early Sunday morning that a white Chevy Silverado was upside down.
Based on the skid marks in the area, it looks like it was heading outbound, crossing the median at one point, and then came back, and then finally went until it entered the parking lot.
When officers arrived, Capital City Fire Rescue was already treating the woman who broke her pelvis and collarbone. She was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital and then later medevaced to an outside hospital, but Campbell did not know where. Her vehicle was considered to be totaled. A Ford van was also likely totaled after it received damage to its front end, but it's unclear how it was damaged. A street sign was also damaged. Campbell says alcohol and drugs were likely factors in the crash. The woman was not arrested, so her name has not been released yet, but police are still investigating the crash. In South Central Alaska, an Alaska contractor has halted reconstruction work on a highway where a rock fell from a truck and killed a boy riding in a car. Alaska state troopers say Granite Construction is cooperating with their investigation into the death Thursday on the Sterling Highway. 8-year-old Noah Schweibach of Eagle River died when a volleyball-sized rock fell from a truck. The rock crashed through the windshield of a hatchback car and struck the boy as he sat in the middle of the back seat. State government leaders say an initiative to protect salmon that Alaskans could vote on in November will cost the state money and delay infrastructure projects. They spoke at a Senate State Affairs Committee meeting held Friday in Anchorage to consider the effect of ballot measure 1. The initiative would increase protections for salmon streams. Governor Bill Walker opposes the measure. However, the state officials who testified on Friday are prohibited by law from trying to influence the outcome of the ballot initiative. The committee will not take action as a result of the meeting. The Alaska Supreme Court is currently considering a case that could block the initiative. Latest forecast calls for sunny and clear conditions for today and tonight. Could get up to 80 degrees for today. Low tonight about 50. High tomorrow about 80 degrees with cloudy skies for tomorrow night. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.